one of my whys is just as this, man. I can't tell you, Steve, like the joy I'm getting from doing this podcast, that you actually came, you heard me on a podcast, you came to my event, you're benefiting from what I knew and what I shared, and then you've taken it and made it your own and uniquely yours. Dude, that is the gift, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is you're gonna reproduce that. And how many people are you going to affect from my little thing that I said, here's my little thing.
Right.
That, dude, that is, it gives me goosebumps, man.
Yeah, me
That is
too.
cool.
I mean, we're super grateful, and we feel like it's our responsibility to go multiply that now, because there's no shortage of people with this dream, right? But there is a shortage of people that are going to go and be relentless about it. But those
Yeah.
people that are, those are our people, right? Like, I think you felt it when we came out there. Like, we were going to relentlessly pursue you until we figured this stuff out.
Yes.
And we still talk a lot, right? We haven't gotten into a deal since the last student housing complex that we did, right?
That was December. Yeah, it's been almost 6 months.
But hey, like, I shoot you a bunch of texts and ask you a
Yeah.
bunch of questions, because we're still figuring it out as well. But we're going to relentlessly pursue it. This is it, man. This is where we're going. This is where we're staying. We're not going away. So we're going to go make some impact. And it's incredible that you can cut the line and jump into this business by listening to some of your mentors, right? People, you taught us how to cut the line. We were beating our head against the wall for a year trying to submit LOIs, and then all of a sudden you're like, "Hey, man, why don't you go do this? Hey, that's not a bad idea, Corey. Maybe I'll go do that." And now I own 25% of a $30 million building. Cool. And 30% of this building, and maybe 40% of the next, and it's just continuing to grow. But what's really cool about being able to do that is we're growing other people's generational wealth along the way, right? Because we don't just have a deal to sell. We have an opportunity for people to jump in and start doing what we're doing for our family, for their family. And that's really cool to watch.
Everybody wins when this thing's done right. Honestly, there's not there's I mean, even the communities that we fix and make better, to the self-storage where people gotta have a place to put all their stuff. All that stuff matters in its impact.
Yeah,
And
it's amazing how many things get overlooked, right? But I love these little pieces. Like, we just redid all the lighting at Hawkeye, right? Why is that a big deal? Well, I have two daughters, right? When you walked onto that property before, it was nice, right? But now
Yeah.
it's glowing like a Christmas tree. How safe are those kids, right? These little tweaks that we do, that it's like, oh, this is kind of just normal for us to do, but why do we do them? And our investors
It
even
makes
kind of look at it.
sense.
Yeah, they don't even
Yeah.
look at it and go, oh, okay, so they're changing the lights into LED, and okay, big deal. Yeah, but guess what? When moms and dads are walking their daughters onto that student housing complex, it feels safer than the one down the street, and that's why we do it. So it's yeah, you're affecting little community changes. You're affecting little changes in everybody's lives. It's a pretty big effect.